And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
That's New Jerusalem Bluegrass singing a song entitled Take the Bible in Your Hand. Well, hello, friends. Welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while. Thank you so much for taking your time to tune in each week, and I hope the program today and every time that you listen is a blessing to you. I'd love to hear from you, and the address is Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Perhaps you'd like to give me a call, 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. I want to thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for your cards, your letters. Thank you for those of you that have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane, available for $10. And I'd like to thank you for those of you that have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. And let me encourage you, friend, to be found in a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church around your area. And I do know that there's most areas, at least where the radio program is aired, would have some good Bible-believing churches in your area. And I hope that you will be a part of one. Now, if you're ever visiting the Asheville, North Carolina area, or maybe you live in Asheville, listen to the program, and you'd like to come visit with us, give me a call for more information, 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Let me also encourage you to support your local Christian radio station, the station where you hear this program, especially during their share-a-thon times. But if it's a station that does not have share-a-thon, it's okay to make a check payable to the station and send it to them as a way of just saying thank you for airing gospel music and Christian programming. So I would encourage you to do that. If the Lord lays it on your heart to help us with the finances of this ministry, you do whatever He leads you to do, and that will be okay. All right. Want to encourage you to continue to pray. Like I said, I've had my wife in a hospital, severe chest pains on the left side. They ruled out heart. Said, we don't know what's going on, so here's your prescription for pain medicine. Go home and maybe your family doctor can figure it out. But after a stay in the hospital, they were not able to determine. But I tell you what I think. She's not had to take pain medicine since she came out of the hospital. And I honestly believe that God came by, touched her body, healed her, and she's okay. That's what I believe. You can believe what you want to believe, but that's really what I believe. All right. Well, let's move along. Look into the Word of God. We're in the book of the Revelation. That song there talked about the Revelation. And we're going to read 8 verses of chapter 7 in the book of the Revelation. And Alexander Scorby is doing the reading from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, what I believe to be the true, infallible, the inerrant, the preserved Word of God, the King James Version. And chapter 7, first 8 verses, please follow along with us if you can.
And after these things, I saw 4 angels standing on the 4 corners of the earth, holding the 4 winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the 4 angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephthalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000.
There's something going on in the graveyard like you ain't ever seen. The dead are coming up from the ground. Can't you hear them sing? With resurrection power and glory all around, there's something going on in the graveyard. The saints are heaven bound. A man was being buried, placed in another's grave. The man in charge saw their enemy and quickly ran away. As he threw the body in the ground and touched Elisha's bones, the dead man raised up with a shout, Great God, what's going on? There's something going on in the graveyard like you ain't ever seen. The dead are coming up from the ground, oh, can't you hear them sing? With resurrection power and glory all around, there's something going on in the graveyard, and the saints are heaven bound. There's a day that's coming that Jesus spoke about, when all those who sleep in the ground will wake up and come out. The world may talk about us, sometimes we feel alone. One day they're gonna cry out, Oh God, what's going on? There's something going on in the graveyard like you ain't ever seen. The dead are coming up from the ground, can't you hear them sing? With resurrection power and glory all around, there's something going on in the graveyard and the saints are heaven bound. There's something going on in the graveyard like you ain't ever seen. The dead are coming up from the ground, oh, can't you hear them sing? Resurrection power and glory all around. There's something going on in the graveyard, and the saints are heaven bound.
Larry Sparks, there's something going on in the graveyard. Hey, got a call the other day from a fella over around in Cookeville, Tennessee. Said, you know, I've listened to your program a long time. You just play the same songs over and over and over and over. Well, I guess that's true. But today I'm trying to play some songs maybe you haven't heard in a while. And let's move along with the Quillen family.
Drinking from a well of living water, I am feasting on manna from above. I am dwelling in a land of milk and honey, my heart's overflowing with God's love. Since the day when Jesus came and found me, life just hasn't been the same. Even though this road gets so rough and rocky, I will still praise Jesus' name. I am drinking from a well of living water, feasting on manna from above. I am dwelling in a land of milk and honey, my heart's overflowing with God's love. I am living in a world that's not my home. One day soon I will be gone. When you hear the news my journey here has ended, you'll know I finally made it home. I am drinking from a well of living water. I am feasting on manna from above. Milk and honey, my heart's overflowing with God's love. I am dwelling in a land of milk and honey, my heart's overflowing with God's
My heart's overflowing. That's sung for you by the Quillen family, and that's a good song. Well, friends, as Christians, we ought to be the happiest people in the entire world. Look around, and I know that the world's further away from God than it's ever been, but that means we're closer home. Have you thought about that? And I know I'm on the short end of my journey, and I don't mind that at all. I'm looking forward to the day that we get to go to that wonderful place called heaven. Friend, I hope you know the Lord today. If you don't, you need to accept him today. I'm going to take a little short break, and then following the break, come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Sure hope you'll stay around, because we'll be back right after this.